A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Which is fresh in the morning. In the morning it sprouts and is fresh. By evening it withers and fades. If today that we may gain wisdom of heart. Turn back, O Lord, how long? Show pity to your servants. If today shall exult and rejoice all our days. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Oh, give success to the work of our hands. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another. Since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though all one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then Jesus told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. It's good to be with you, everyone. I'm happy to substitute for your pastor, Father Misbrenner, whom I believe is on a mini retreat or pilgrimage this weekend to a shrine. This morning's gospel begins with a seemingly simple request. "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." It sounds practical, even just, doesn't it? But our Lord does something unexpected he refuses to intervene. He tells us a parable. Why, you may ask? Because our Lord sees something deeper. He sees the human heart. This request is not just about fairness, it is about greed, a desire for more, even when one already has enough. And so Jesus warns, take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. How often we hear that so many wealthy people are so depressed, even some suicidal. And the reading of a will and the settlement of an estate often does funny things to people, and sometimes brings out so much greed. Our Lord's message today is one that that we and our world really need to hear. You and I are surrounded by a culture that constantly tells us more is better, more money, more things, more success. But Jesus asks us to consider a different type of wealth, namely to grow rich in what matters to God. In the parable, a rich man's land yields a bountiful harvest. His solution? Build bigger barns, store it all, rest, eat, drink, and be merry. He feels secure, but then calls him a fool, not because he was rich, not because he was successful, but because he thought he was in charge of time. You fool, this very night, your life will be demanded of you. That line should stop us all in our tracks, for it reminds us of something very uncomfortable. We are not in control of time. We are not promised tomorrow. And so the question is not, how much do I have, but rather, what am I doing with what I have today, now? Are we storing up treasures only for ourselves, or are we growing rich in what matters to God? And what matters to God? Love, compassion, generosity, faith, service to others, trust in God's providence. This is what it means to grow rich in what matters to God. These treasures can't be stored in barns, but are stored in heaven. This is why St. Paul exhorts us all in our second reading from his letter to the Colossians. If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. This beautiful Gothic church of St. Peter should exhort us to do that, to seek what is above, what is heavenly, what is of God, treasure in heaven. What is it? Love, compassion, generosity, faith, service to others, trust in God's providence. And what does he exhort us not to do? Not to seek that which is below or earthly. And he enumerates those things: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, the greed that is adultery, that is idolatry, and stop lying to one another. It is that which weighs the human heart down. Down, it's oppressive, rather than lifting up, and if unrepented, can often lead to the very depths of hell itself. We are to seek those things that are above, that lift up the human heart and soul. The rich man's downfall was not that he planned for the future, but that he left God and others out of the plan. He lived only for himself, and that, in the end, is the tragedy. This morning, in the presence and the hearing of God's word, you and I are invited to re-examine our lives. What are we pursuing? What are we building? Building bigger barns or building bigger hearts, filling them with the wealth of the treasure that will not grow old or rust or wear out? And so with this in mind, I invite us all to take a moment or two during the Holy Mass here this morning to ask ourselves the question, what is one thing I can do to make more room for God in my heart, to build not so much a bigger barn, but a bigger, roomier heart? What is one thing I can do to let go of, to make more space for God in my heart and soul? May you and I pray this morning for the grace not just to live for possessions alone, but for people. Not for comfort alone, but for communion with God and one another. May we ask our Lord to free us from the lie that our value is measured only by the weight of our possessions or what we own. And remind ourselves instead that each and every one of us, that our true value comes from being God's beloved son or daughter. In the end, when our time comes, and it will, the only thing that will matter is whether we grew rich in what matters to God. Otherwise, it's so very true, as our first reading puts it, otherwise, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity.